Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And now, three quick takes from the frontiers of science. We'll hear from Rebecca Skloot on the next chapter of the immortal life of Henrietta Lacks and the ubiquitous HeLa cells used for medical research, why dolphins are dying in such high numbers in New York and New Jersey, and was Einstein wrong about black holes? Dolphins first. Six more dead dolphins washed up on the beaches of southern New Jersey this weekend, bringing the total number in that state to 58 since July 9th. The Garden State is second only to Virginia in dolphin deaths this summer. So many bottlenose dolphins have died or been stranded that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, has opened an investigation into what's killing these animals. Joining me now to explain as best she can is Mendy Garin, the Northeast's Marine Mammal Stranding Coordinator for NOAA. Hello, welcome to WNYC.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So I've seen numbers that 160 dolphin deaths have been reported since July, early July, in mid-Atlantic states. How does that compare to a typical year?
Typically, from the geographic area of New York to Virginia, we have annual strandings of anywhere from like 88 to 113, which was the high over the last 6 years. So right now, we're currently documenting 225 animals just in the month of July and August for that area. So it's quite high.
And what do you know about the possible causes of death?
Well, when we start to see unusual strandings like this, we start to look at a lot of different things. First, we'll look and see if there's any injuries that these animals may have in common externally that may contribute to, you know, fishery interactions or boat collisions, which we're not seeing in any of these animals. And so then we start to look at other environmental parameters. So looking to see if there's a harmful algal bloom going on that may affect those. And again, we're not seeing that either. So what we're doing now is we're testing these animals looking for disease. So we'll take a lot of samples, and they're being sent off to diagnostic labs to look for viruses and bacteria. So we have some animals that have tested positive for a morbillivirus. And so what we're doing now is confirming those results and then also testing more animals to see if this is common through all the animals that are coming up on our beaches.
I've seen morbillivirus described as a kind of measles. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, it's very similar to measles outbreaks in humans. It's also very similar to a canine distemper virus. So when these animals catch it, it can be very fatal. There was actually a large die-off of bottlenose dolphins that was documented in the late 80s that was attributed to a morbillivirus.
Is there any reason to think that human activity is a factor in the increased death rate of dolphins?
That's a good question. There's a lot of research going on in the marine mammal science field to look at the immune function of marine mammals and seeing if any type of human activity like contamination or anything of that nature could affect the immune function of these animals that would make them more susceptible to diseases. So that's something that's currently being researched nationally, for marine mammals.
Are there any clues in where the two hot spots are for these dolphin deaths, New Jersey and Virginia?
Yeah, Virginia, we would expect to see a lot of mortalities there just because of the large amount of bottlenose dolphins that are off the Virginia coast this time of year. So these animals, they do migrate throughout the year. So in the summer months, they will come from farther south off of Georgia and Florida, and they'll migrate up off of Virginia, New Jersey, and New York, which are the northern part of their range. So that's why we're seeing animals within that geographic area. But the majority of the population currently is off of Virginia this time of year.
Can anything be done once your investigation determines what's killing off these marine mammals in such high numbers?
Well, in terms of treating animals for a virus, it would be very difficult. But like I said, the research that goes into this to try to identify if there are any things that humans are contributing to the environment that would cause these animals to be more susceptible, you know, is something that can potentially be changed if we are finding positive results for that. So, you know, like I said, we're testing for contamination, you know, looking at water quality and those kind of things. But actually treating a virus within the animal population is very difficult, especially with these wild animals that are free-ranging.
Want to hear a theory from a listener? Hale in Freeport, you're on the air. Hi, Hale.
Hello, my name is Hale. I'm with Splash, and it's a good organization. We clean up the waterways with litter and debris and floatables. My theory is, with the Sandy storm, hundreds and hundreds of fuel tanks and oil tanks on the side of the homes got turned sideways, and all the mainland pollution went out to sea, and maybe the dolphins got sick from the crap that we have on our shores.
And any credence to that, Mandy?
Yeah, I mean, that could be a possibility. You know, and like I said, we're going to keep examining the animals that are coming in, and we take a whole suite of samples, and a lot of that does go to work to look at contaminant levels in the animals. So we'll definitely be testing for those.
Thanks, Hale. All right, last thing in this short take. What should listeners do if they see a stranded or dead dolphin in our area? Anything?
Sure. First of all, we do want to caution people not to touch stranded animals. We have authorized responders in both in New York and New Jersey. So if you see a stranded animal, you should contact those organizations for them to come out and respond, and they will respond with the appropriate manner for those animals. So in New York, you can contact the Riverhead Foundation at 631-369-9829. And in New Jersey, you can contact the Marine Mammal Stranding Center at 609-266-0538.
Thanks. And we'll put those numbers on our webpage if anybody wants to follow up at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Thank you, Mandy Garin, NOAA's Northeast Region Marine Mammal Stranding Coordinator.
Thank you.